Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Sophie Ivan. This week on AK, restoration. For the past 3 years, a small group of dedicated volunteers has been putting in countless hours restoring a watchman's cabin for the Kasilof Regional Historical Association. Each Friday, they get together and make a few small steps toward bringing the once ailing cabin back to life. KDLL's Shailen Cochran has the story.
I'd heard about this group from a friend of mine who suggested we stop by some Friday when the group gets together at the cabin's new home near the McLean Center in Kasilof. When we arrived, Bill Nelson and Bud Crawford, two of the regulars, were at work cutting lumber and contemplating the next step for the main room in the watchman's cabin, but Bud was eager to give us a quick tour.
Now, we don't know when this was necessarily all put together and everything, but right over in the corner, there was a nail, a big spike. And in that spike, I found a newspaper clipping. It was folded up, and it was from 1890, February 17th, 1890, from the newspaper in San Francisco, the San Francisco Examiner. And we still have it inside the cabin there, inside the McLean Center.
That newspaper clipping is one of few clues that remain to help Crawford, Nelson, and the rest recreate an early 20th century Alaskan cabin. What we do know is that the cabin was originally home to the supervisor of what was then just the second commercial salmon cannery in the state. Long before the Kenai Peninsula was settled, that cannery and the cabin that housed its boss represented a big change for the Dena'ina population who lived here, says Kenai Peninsula College anthropology professor Dr. Alan Boris.
So it represents what I have called the coming of the Industrial Revolution to the north. So mostly railroad money developed these canneries and really transformed the area from a subsistence fishing type area to a commercial fishing enterprise. And for the Dena'ina, it meant jobs, but it also meant a change in the social order. The Dena'ina became second-class citizens in their own homeland.
With two levels, seven rooms, and more than 1,000 square feet, the cabin was rather palatial in its day compared to other early cabins, but decades of neglect and abuse have left it in a pretty sad state. The old cannery tins used to roof the building are loose and rusty, and work on the interior is just beginning.
And put together, so, and even the ceiling will be wallpapered. That's how they did it, so we have to do it. And we saved a piece of the wallpaper over here.
The group suffered a setback on December 7th when one of the regular Friday crew, Mike Wiley, died.
And it's been Gary Titus, Bill Nelson, myself, Bud Crawford, and a gentleman that just passed away, Mike Wiley. We're down to three. And each of us kind of had our specialty. Mike was a good tree getter. He always got good trees for us. We were working on his logs, and so that was really kind of fun to have him get those logs for us. But luckily, we're finished with the logs, and now we're just trying to get the thing back into the shape it was back in the 20s, 1910 to 1930, something like that.
But the logs Mike left behind needed some attention. My friend who brought me out here, Brandon, was just as interested in the history of the cabin as me, but he was really after getting a feel for some of the period tools and techniques the guys are using in the restoration. And Bud and Bill were more than happy to accommodate by giving us some logs to peel.
I'll be back in an hour.
You okay.
That's fun. Hey, I'm like a guy that wants to learn how to use a drawing on himself.
We'll take turns.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
It's not bad, is it?
I really like it. That's a lot.
It gets you in the shoulders, but that's how you got to do it.
Am I doing too much?
No.
Too
you're
little?
Doing perfect. These are the marks you want.
Really a lot easier for me. Just kind of let it do its own cutting.
We were pretty proud of ourselves. We had that log peeled in way under an hour, and I think it was good enough work that we'll be invited back to help build some more and learn some more about this piece of the peninsula's history. There's still plenty of work left, putting up a stairway to the loft, and Bud is still mastering the custom bohemian dovetail joints that hold the whole cabin together. He says there is no shortage of projects to keep people busy. Other cabins are awaiting restoration, and a boat project could be in the works. Maybe for that one, I'll learn about gunwales and thwarts. Reporting from Kasiloff, I'm Shaylin Cochran.
You got that done yet? We got four more to do.